Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble gave us Crossfire from In Step. We heard The Smithereens, Blood and Roses from The Best of The Smithereens. Robert Cray gave us Smoking Gun from the definitive collection, The Band from The Last Waltz. It was Don't Do It, the Holland Dozier Holland song. Billy Bragg gave us Accident Waiting to Happen from Don't Try This at Home. Matthew Sweet sang Girlfriend from The Best of Matthew Sweet.
Going out to Sarah and Marnie on
That's
that.
That's right.
That was pretty hot.
Good.
That was pretty
thank
good.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. Violent Femmes gave us To the Kill from Violent Femmes. And the last song we heard was R.E.M. with Odd Fellows Local 151 from Document. Rick, it's been a treat. I've been, I'd love to have you with me here. And 855-915-9636 is the phone number if you want to call in and talk to Rick. Are you going to stick around for the next DJ, or are you going to hit the road?
I don't know. I'm going to stick around for a while.
Okay.
Hey, WMFO is so lucky to have you. Vince.
Oh, it's been great. I really enjoyed having you on the air with me, sharing the time and playing songs with you. Really great stuff. So, Rick, thank you.
Go Jumbos.
Okay, WMFO Medford. Stick around for the next DJ. He or she is coming on in a matter of minutes. And we'll leave you with Weezer. You are listening to WMFO Medford.
Intentionally, you know it's hard to hear you say it, but I can't bear to stay leaving. I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, baby, it's your imagination trying to make you what you want it to be. Because I'm sorry I do what I did, but it came naturally. And I gave it up away just so I could say that. Well, I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. When I tried to keep myself together after all the opportunities, I tried to stay true to you and I tried to do what you wanted from me. And I gave it up away just to hear you say that. Well, I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight.
So that was The Wire by Haim. I hope you all enjoyed that one. I've been a big Haim fan. And by the way, this is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, so next we are going to get into some George Harrison. So here is Here Comes the Moon. Enjoy.
Everybody's talking up a storm. Act like they don't notice it, but here it is and here it comes. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Always quickens when it's full. As it turns my head around me, yes, it does. Here it comes. Like a little brother to the sun. Oh, mother to the stars at night. When he is, and here he comes. He comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. He comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Oh, yeah. Always stay when it's new. Enhance upon the clouds around it. Yes, it is an eerie comes. Here comes a moon.
Everybody, and welcome back to Passenger Seat. It is officially my last show of the semester, which is very sentimental. What a great year it has been. My first year at WMFO, and I've had the best time. And here we are. It's May already, which is crazy to think about. So far, we have heard The Wire by Haim and Here Comes the Moon by George Harrison. So welcome back to Passenger Seat. There are unfortunately no guests in the driver's seat today. It is just me, but next semester, hopefully we'll be getting loads of guests. Maybe I won't do an alternating show. Maybe I'll do a weekly show, which will be so exciting. And I can have tons of guests coming through and just loads of music to play for you all, which is very, very exciting. Let's see. I always like to get into a little bit of pop culture on the air, as you all know. So I went to go see Challengers last night, which is the new film with Zendaya and Mike Feist and the guy who plays Patrick. and it was a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. It feels like a sports movie that I hadn't seen before. Not that I watch many sports movies. However, I do think that it had such good stakes. The relationships between the characters were so engaging. And if you guys want to go and see a new movie, Challengers, I would highly recommend. Also, the score is so incredible and just like keeps you on the edge of your seat. And there's just so much to dissect there. And I feel like it's too fresh of the movie coming out for me to really get into it on the air, just because I don't want to spoil it for people. It is long, so you got to kind of buckle in and sort of know where you're, what you're in for with that one. But love Challengers, highly, highly recommend. And So, yeah, last show of the year, gonna play a couple of great tracks for you all. This next song goes out to a special someone tuning in from Evanston, Illinois. So if you all want to keep an ear out for this one, and this song is called Wishing Well by The Walters. So here we go.
Wishing well, I thought it was free. I wrote you a letter, baby, and signed it for me.
Just heard was Wishing Well by The Walters. The Walters are kind of had a little renaissance on TikTok with their song I Love You So, and this is one of their new singles that came out just this year. You'll find that a lot of the songs I tend to play on air are usually newer releases because I love new music, and anytime there's new music I just want to share it with everybody and to enjoy it all together. And that Walters track was just the perfect sort of new song, and I thought it was really sweet and definitely going to be on my summer playlist for sure. And now it's that time of the year where I have to start curating what my summer playlist is going to look like, which is always a bit of a daunting task because do I want to go with more of a surf rock kind of sound or more of a, I don't know, indie pop or kind of just like a pure like pop pool party kind of vibe. So I really got to start working on that. But, you know, that's a task for post-final season because at Tufts, we are currently in the midst of finals, but everybody's got this. If any Tufts students are tuning in right now, good luck to all of you. You got this. You are studying. You are killing it. It's phenomenal. But it's so surreal to kind of have freshman year come to an end. I feel like I just moved in to my dorm, which is just really crazy. But I went to go check out my sophomore year dorm, and I'm very, very excited for it. However, this year is, in fact, coming to an end, which means back to sunny California for me very soon, which I cannot lie to you all, I'm very excited about. And enough with my rambling, let's get back to some music. I've played this artist on air before, so if you've listened to Passenger Seat, you may have heard the Phoebe Go track that I played before called 7-Up. But she has been kind of releasing a bunch of new singles. And for those of you who don't know, Phoebe Go is this Australian singer-songwriter, indie pop sort of figure. And she keeps getting featured on Spotify's like New Music Friday or like Fresh Find sort of playlist. So I do see a really like slow rise to fame, I hope, for Phoebe Go because I really just love her indie pop kind of sound. So this is her new single called Leave. So Leave by Phoebe Go. Let's hear it.
And in the 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Alrighty, so you just heard Leave by Phoebe Go. Hope you all enjoyed that one. I just think, to me, simple is often better in a lot of songs. I think Phoebe Go has kind of got this timeless sort of songwriting about her that's just simple, good, enjoyable, easy listening, some might even say. So big, big fan of that track. So with the school year wrapping up, I feel like it's time to reflect on my WMFO trajectory of the year. It's crazy to think about. So my first show was on November 3rd, and it is currently